In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. I happen to be one of those people who thoroughly enjoys working outside, growing things, and also then paying very close attention to the weather. It is next to impossible to appropriately describe well in words something that I usually experience sooner or later just about every single summer. It happens after a stretch of very hot weather. It is an even stronger sensation if it has been both hot and dry. Everything in the natural world around us is beaten down, hot and harassed, dried out and worn out and waiting, longing for rain. And if you are blessed enough to have good timing, you will have opportunity to experience a most remarkable moment. The clouds gather and the skies darken. The phenomenon does not happen if there's wind and thunder and lightning and storm, but it only happens when there is a sudden, steady, gentle rain. The clouds open up, and the beleaguered earth begins to drink in its longed-for hydration. In the first moments, and only those first moments of that rainfall, a breathtaking sensation occurs. You can hear it, you can see it, you can smell it, you can even taste it. All of nature responds to that blessed rain. It's almost like those old Nestea iced tea commercials where someone who's been working out in the hot sun, just dripping with sweat, suddenly is handed a glass of that tea and they fall backwards into a cool pool with a big sigh. Ah. If you have experienced what I'm describing, you know how profound an experience it is. It is also very unique every time it happens. It's unique to that moment, to that place, to all the ingredients, the elements that are all coming together right there. And it is truly a moment that overwhelms the senses in every way. But it is usually only that moment, and then it's gone. But for that moment, any human experience, drinking it all in, knows how blessed and refreshing a long-needed rain truly is. You can water all you want, drawing water from any source that you might be able to find, but rain, especially fresh rain after excessive heat and time have created the need, has a power, a process of renewal, all of its own. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, if you have never had the blessing to experience this sensation, I pray that you are blessed by the Lord with that opportunity at least once in your life. I look for those opportunities, having experienced it already in early childhood. As a pastor, I can share with you an equally profound and even more eternally important experience. I have seen, heard, observed a very similar effect that the Word of our God has on thirsting, hurting, beaten, guilty, and grieving souls. I have been blessed to witness this phenomenon at kitchen tables and across tables in Bible study. I've experienced it in the waiting rooms of hospitals and nursing homes. And I've experienced it in visitation rooms of correctional facilities. I've experienced it with long-term shut-ins and the sudden and unexpected patient. I've experienced it in the anticipation of premarital counseling and the exasperation of postmarital counseling. I have witnessed it occur so many times with so many different portions of our God's Word. God's patience, God's promises, God's unconditional forgiveness, God's plans are heard, they're received, they're comprehended, and they're trusted in a way that changes absolutely everything, making all the difference in that moment. The only kind of difference that matters. And it proves that God has shaped absolutely everything that has led to that moment in the life of that eternal child of His, so that they might be ready to hear or read that particular portion of the Word of God that makes the difference. God has intentionally allowed the dashed hopes and the hurts, the losses and the longing to lead to a full and personal understanding of the emptiness of every answer that is not God's answer. When God's clear answer in His eternal word resounds through the heart, the mind, the soul of the sinner God has been preparing for that moment, it creates unique and profound a moment as unique and profound as the long-form moment when rain begins to fall on a thirsty world. And that really shouldn't surprise us at all. Because very long ago, through one of His most poignant prophets, God promised, God spoke of this phenomenon and encouraged us to expect it, to seek it out, to desire it, to experience it for ourselves. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. I can't tell anyone why this pandemic has caused the chaos that it has for so long. I can't tell anyone when and with what outcome the anger and hostility engulfing so much of our culture will ebb back to a shared tranquility that might just reflect that equal justice and opportunity have been won to everyone's satisfaction. I can't tell you that if this moment of oasis in the fellowship desert that COVID has created that allows us to celebrate youth confirmation this weekend and a school graduation next weekend will continue. And I can't tell you whether we will all be back to worshiping exclusively through streams of technology in the weeks and months ahead. And I certainly can't tell the young Christians who will be sitting at the front of this worship area on Sunday how publicly confessing their Christian faith will cause unique challenges to that faith, how soon or how often they will come their way, because this is an unprecedented moment in which we are living. I can't really tell you much of anything that will make much of a difference in any of that. But I can share with you God's words. I can speak to you God's amazing, timeless promises. I can offer you God's profound answers to the biggest and most important questions of our human existence. I can point to the forgiveness, the hope, the unconditional love and eternal life that God proclaims to be yours in His Word. In this Word, He has made sure to make available to you and me in our day of profound challenge, in the same way humans throughout history have always, always heard His eternal divine voice. And I can tell you from experience that just as certainly as you do want to experience the moment when rain begins to fall on a parched world to offer its uniquely powerful, wonderful sights and smells, sounds and tastes, you want to experience the spiritual shower, or as Isaiah puts it here in these verses, the gentle snowfall of God's Word in your moments of utmost need, for all the many reasons that those moments have come about. You want God to speak to you through His Word, what His will is for you, that He has completely forgiven you in His Son. In the raising of His Son from the dead, He has guaranteed you resurrection to a new life after this life. You do want God to speak to you what His plan is for you in each of those moments. Because, as the prophet says it here, God will work in you the purpose for which He has sent that moment and that word. Because right here today, God has promised you not just one miracle for one moment in your life. Here, God has promised you a miracle for every time you need one in your life. Whatever that need may be, God will speak His word to you. And He tells you here that that word will never, ever return to Him empty. Praise Him for that. Revel in that reality. Revel in it by living it. Open your eyes. Open your mind. Open your heart. Listen closely to what your God has to say to you in His eternal word. And He will accomplish what He desires for your blessing. He will achieve the eternal purposes for your soul, for which He sent that word in the first place. Amen. Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory, both now and forever. Amen.